Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I'm your special guest host, Simon. And with me this week, as always, is David.
Oh.
Hello, bastard, David.
You bastard.
How are you today?
Oh, fantastic.
Good. I hear you're having a baby.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Do you know what the gender is?
I do.
Would you care to share with the rest of the class?
Here's a hint. It has balls.
So it's a hermaphrodite.
I was hoping
it's a little
for
Hermy.
It's going to be a boy.
Is that the name, Hermy?
No. We have a special name picked out.
Okay. Are you making fun of me?
I'm trying so hard.
Are you
Kyle?
Mocking me?
I can't do the British.
Kyle
accent.
Is not here.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
Simon. Are you blind? Do you have your contact lenses in?
I don't.
Jesus, mate. Honestly, come on.
Oh, when you get me all riled up. I just want to go, yes, right!
I don't know where Kyle
is. Aussie!
Kyle asked me to fill in for him today. I don't know where he is exactly. He's probably off whinging somewhere, whining and
whinging.
Crying about how
whinging
depressed
again.
He is. He's probably off sad somewhere, crying into a bucket or something. You know, I hope he's carving sad poetry on the inside of his wrist with razor blades or something.
I believe it.
Was that too harsh?
A little.
I don't know.
A wee bit.
So, I don't know how you usually do this. What do you usually do? You talk about news stories or current events, or do you just talk about your lives? Or
yes, we.
What do you do? You really need to stop doing that, David. You really need to stop.
Well, we generally talk about.
I'm going to leap across this table. Come on.
All right. Generally, we talk about our week.
Okay.
And,
Would you want to hear a story
yes.
about my week?
Oh.
I was at my granddad's place, and I was bored. My granddad, he sleeps a lot. So I was bored. I was rummaging around, walking through his rooms and things. He's got a rather large house. And I came across a wardrobe. And I thought, maybe this is where granddad keeps his special secret videos, you know? So I went in there. And I didn't see anything but bowler hats and spats and monocles and
spats.
Old leather driving goggles. So I pushed around. I pushed through there. And it was very deep. It was much deeper than it looked like from the outside. So I'm pushing my way through. And I look behind me. And I can't even see the entrance anymore. So I keep moving, right? And I eventually fall out the other side onto the ground.
Silly.
It was snowing. It wasn't snowing when I went into the wardrobe. Where the hell was I? So I'm looking around, right? And I see a lamppost and there's a filthy fawn coming up to me. He said, hello, hello, I'm a fawn. Hello there.
As they do, yes.
I didn't stick around to learn his name. I just turned and ran. I don't know where that thing's been. Filthy creatures, fawns. Yes. He's probably running around playing a flute and talking to beavers or something. Do you believe that?
Playing the flute, yes, I believe it.
Put a padlock on that wardrobe, Granddad. Come on. Boy could get lost in there. It's not right.
So what else happened?
Nothing else really happened this week. I moved to the States.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Did you know Kyle was looking for a new roommate?
I did not.
Yeah,
no.
I saw a post on Craigslist.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I answered the ad and... We seem to get along okay, aside from the fact that he's always whinging. So I'm moving in.
Right.
That's why I'm here.
That's
so
great.
I moved across the Atlantic.
You seem nice.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
You're all right.
That's a lovely thing to say, David.
Yes.
Thank you. So nothing else really going on this week with me. Do you want to know what my least favorite bird is?
I'd love to.
Pelicans.
Why?
They're like flying winged oil barons, always swooping down into the Gulf and scooping oil up in those weird stretchy birdie throat scrotums of theirs. Honestly, they're hogging it all.
That's no good.
They're probably taking it back to their bird. They don't even know what to do with it. They just take it back and they probably bathe in it or something. I know what to do with it. Why are you looking at me like that, David? Come on. Is this how the show normally goes? How much editing do you guys do?
Oh, quite a bit.
Yeah, I guess so. My God, all the selecting and deleting.
yeah.
I can't even imagine. Do you need to take a break?
No.
What's going on here? Come on.
I'm out
with it. What's going on with you this week?
I miss Kyle, goddammit.
Well, he's not here, so you're just going to have to deal with me.
Okay.
Do I need to do this show alone?
No offense.
Come on.
You know, you're cool and all.
Yeah, I know it.
But
look at this monocle.
Wow.
I don't even need it. It's not even prescription.
Yeah.
It's just for looks, because I'm that dapper.
Mm. Dapper. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I could grow a mustache, I would.
Are you in a gang?
No, I'm not in a gang. I saw that in the forums,
mm-hmm.
that we don't have gangsters over there. I did not move away because of the gang problems. No, it's all biscuits and tea.
I get it. You want it out. You just can't tell us that you want it out of the gang, and they're all trying to kill you, so you moved to the States.
No. I came here for a job.
Oh, okay. What kind of job?
I run a cake shop.
Cake shop.
Yeah, we don't have cake in Britain. In England, we don't have cake over there. We just have biscuits and waffles.
Do you enjoy a good cup of tea?
Well, of course I do.
Course.
Who doesn't enjoy a good cup of tea?
I don't know if we can be friends then, because...
What? You don't like tea?
I used to, but I've grown... I just don't think we can do this. I'm going to go find Kyle.
What? No, come on. A nice cup of tea with a nice crumpet.
Jesus.
Or a trumpet. Have you ever had tea with a trumpet?
Of course
quite
not.
Good.
Oh, I believe
it. A little trumpet serenade.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
Come over here. Come on then. Play me some trumpet. I'm having my tea. Come on. No?
No.
What's your least favorite bird?
Oh, all of them. I
all of them? What the fuck? You don't like birds at all?
I wish they would go back to where they came from.
You mean back to being dinosaurs?
Yeah.
So you wish
winter
the world
comes,
was,
they go home.
You wish the world was like Jurassic Park?
No.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
But,
do you know what? It is kind of winter here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So why are all these geese here? Aren't they supposed to fly south
exactly.
for the winter?
Exactly.
Jesus.
Silly things.
I was walking around in the street and there were just geese everywhere. I saw a bunch of goslings. That's what you call them, right? The babies?
Mm-hmm.
They were nice, I suppose.
Geese, yes. So they fly and honk the entire time during flight. There's no...
flap, 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 honk.
Flap, 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 flap.
Honk.
It's flap, honk, flap, flap, honk, flap, honk, honk, flap, honk, flap, honk.
Yes.
For miles.
Flap, honk, flap, honk, flap, honk, flap, honk, flap, honk.
Here I am. Come eat me. Chase me.
That sounds like rave music.
If you're hungry.
Flap, honk, flap, honk, flap, honk, flap, honk, flap, honk. I want to get my glow sticks out. Swing them around like nunchucks.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's going on with you this week then?
Well, this week I found out I was having a boy because my girl is pregnant. And
that's wonderful news, David.
Yeah, and my shoes fell apart this week.
Oh no, wait a minute.
Dreaded.
Wait a minute.
Right.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're having a baby and your shoes fell apart.
Yes.
How do you expect to care for a child?
You can't even
care for a pair of shoes.
Come on.
It's
my fault. For anyone out there, I plead with you, don't ever buy the brand Adidas shoes, because in my experience, every time I've bought a pair of Adidas shoes, the glue just doesn't hold. So I think to myself, what is going on in these sweatshops where these kids can't get the fucking glue right, man?
Do you want to go down there and have a talk with them?
I have a feeling, I don't blame the kids. I blame the company, because they're obviously pissed, these kids. I don't know why.
What are you saying?
I don't know why.
Look, I don't blame the kids, okay? Obviously, they're
pissed. The company's treating them in such a way.
When you say pissed, do you mean drunk?
No.
Or angry?
Angry.
That's something I'm going to have to get used to over here.
That
would make sense either way, you know? The kids are drunk and they can't
that
glue,
would make sense.
They can't glue shoes properly.
But no.
What have you been walking on? Have you ever heard that song, walking on broken glass?
I have.
That's you.
Yep.
That's you, isn't it?
Because I don't have shoes.
Walking on broken glass. No wonder your shoes are falling apart.
No, I do have shoes.
You've been walking on hot lava?
No.
Okay.
I walk a lot. Not enough to have my shoes falling apart, but anyway, yeah. I'm very upset with the company treating their sweatshop kids poorly to where they can't glue a goddamn shoe together. So now I gotta buy another.
That's an interesting spin on the whole sweatshop issue. Yeah. Because most people, they're like, I don't like sweatshops because I don't think children should be treated that way.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it.
You take it one step further, I suppose. I don't think children should be treated that way because it's not conducive to a work environment and I can't get good shoes as a result.
Exactly.
Yes, very practical.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me more about this girlfriend of yours. Oh. What's her name?
Aldiana.
Aldiana. Is that French?
She's Bosnian.
Oh, okay.
Also known as, nearly prehistoric culture.
Yeah, yeah. Are you worried that your child's going to come out with a very prominent brow?
No.
He's going to look angry all the time, or like he's concentrating really hard on having a shit.
I am a little worried. In the experience of finding out whether it was a boy or girl, during the ultrasound, the eye sockets tend to be like a solid black.
Yeah.
And the doctor was trying to get a good profile picture, you know, for us to print out.
Profile picture for Facebook.
Yeah, pretty much, you know, from the side, like the typical, look at me, I'm on my side and I'm a baby.
But, okay, yes.
But in holding that pose, the baby looked over slowly at like the ultrasound device was a camera, kind of looked over at it very slowly.
Oh,
and
God.
There were these giant black holes in its face. Just
did it make that sound?
No, in my head it did. And I yelped out, this was very I said, oh shit.
Of course you did.
And the doctor laughed, and I said, I'm sorry, to be honest, that's a little creepy. And anyway.
That's your son talking about. He's a little creepy. Can we get another one?
And after leaving, I noticed I had my arms crossed the entire time. It kind of, thinking about it, kind of made me look like I was very unhappy being there. Like, I don't give a shit. Get me out of here. I got a ball game to watch.
What are you going to do if it comes out that way? It comes out with black eyes. Are you just going to be like, oh, no, we'll try again. Chuck that one in the bin.
I'm going to love it anyway.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
That's what I'm sticking with.
What if it's evil?
Well,
we love it anyway. The unconditional love of a parent.
I'm not looking that far down the road. First it's going to be born and I'm going to be like, shit. Okay. And then, we'll figure out its personality. If it turns out that it, you know,
is evil.
Yes. I don't know.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Oh no, Aldi, I think our son's evil.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't have named him Damien.
My biggest worry is, I don't know if you've seen all the Charlie Sheen footage lately.
Okay. Yes.
I happened to glance at a video the other day, and it's very sad to me. It's very sad.
Really?
A lot of people are like, yeah, go! And I was like, go, Charlie, you the man, so awesome. But I'm just like, man, he was so... Anyway, he's fucking crazy. And it reminded me of Aldi's mom, my girl. She has a mother. And when she doesn't take her pills...
What happens?
It's dead on. If you've seen Charlie Sheen lately, that's what happens.
Oh.
Only she speaks Bosnian. But it's like, tiger blood, I'm the best. Oh.
Does she say tiger blood?
No. But
you should tell her about it.
May God fuck your mother. I'm saving the world.
Right.
Who the fuck are you? You are lucky to be alive because the world is saved thanks to me. Blah, 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 blah,
well,
Bosnian.
As far as the Charlie Sheen thing goes,
mm-hmm.
I was kind of in his camp for a while.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of fun watching all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But then he did a live stream on Ustream.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched that. It was supposed to be like a talk show sort of thing, like a Conan O'Brien sort of thing. But it was just him and his shithead friends, and they were just sitting around playing fart sounds on their laptop.
And, I didn't see that.
And he was reading from cue cards.
Really?
And he does this thing with his voice where it's this annoying thing, really annoying people who think they're really funny do.
Yeah.
Where they say, like, they'll say something, and then they'll say something really snide in a different voice. Like, let me think. I don't like sweatshops because they don't make good shoes. Something like that.
Okay.
And he does this thing when he makes that voice where he like tucks his chin into his chest. Like, oh, I don't like sweatshops because they don't make good shoes. Yeah. Something like that. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe it. So it was more annoying than anything, really. I had to watch it. It was like a train wreck. But
I've witnessed that before, yeah.
I think he may have done another one since, and I just couldn't bring myself to watch it.
Yeah, it's so unbearable.
And he's going on tour now. Have you heard about this?
He's coming to
Detroit.
What kind of tour? What is this?
A spoken word tour, really? I guess. He's going to get up on stage, and he's going to just talk. Apparently, he doesn't have a... It's not like he's doing stand-up comedy or anything. He doesn't have a set. He's just going to get up on the stage and just talk and just rant for how long? I don't know.
Who knows?
How long are these supposed to last? An hour? Can you imagine? Does he have an opening act? I can't even imagine. It's ridiculous.
Oh,
I saw he posted a picture of him and a friend of his sitting with Snoop Dogg today on his Twitter. And it looked like his friend was holding a guitar. It looked like they were making music.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Charlie Sheen is going to come out with an album?
Dear God.
Songs to have tiger blood by. I don't even know what that would be. I wonder what kind of music he listens to.
Yeah, I don't know. How many takes do you think that would take? Like, to do one verse? Because I've seen videos of him, and anytime he's on the phone or being recorded, he likes to say... He bashes, like, the quality. Like, he can't hear himself clear enough or... whoever he's talking to, and he'll blame the trolls and the technology they've created.
Do you think he means it literally? You think he means they're trolls, like little elves or goblins in the wiring?
Yeah.
Oh no, the trolls have attacked again. There's a buzz in the signal.
Yeah.
Oh no. I'm going to have to do another take, the trolls. Do you think, I can imagine him singing, you know, doing his album, and he's like, I've got tiger blood
and Adonis DNA.
He does that voice when he's singing.
Yeah.
I've got tiger blood
and Adonis DNA.
Mm. I'm going to love you with the fire of a thousand songs.
Who would produce that? Because if a bad take happened to occur and they were like, Charlie, whoa. That was no good. We're going to have to do it this way. And he's like, no, fuck you. No, you troll.
Maybe Snoop Dogg is going to produce it. I mean, he was there.
And just let it go. Whatever comes out.
Can you imagine? Have you ever seen Snoop Dogg having a conversation?
No.
He's so laid back. He smoked so much marijuana. He moves at a snail's pace.
Yeah.
Could you imagine him with permanently coked up Charlie Sheen trying to have a conversation?
Oh, man.
It's got to be ridiculous.
He wouldn't get a word in, yeah.
What's up, dog?
Yeah. I've got tiger blood.
what would it be?
Snoop Dogg, I've read a lot about you. Ooh, on that crazy tube with the lights coming out of it from space. It's channeled from space.
Did you say he's read a lot about him on the tube? Yeah. I've read a lot about you on the tube. Yeah. I flip my telly on and I put on the closed captioning and I turn the sound off. That's how I like to watch it because I don't have time for that audio bullshit.
Yeah.
Tiger blood winning.
I don't have time to listen. Yeah.
That's another thing he says in that voice, that weird voice. He'll say, you know, he'll say something like, I have shoes made of gold. Winning. It's almost like a tick.
He tucks it in. Yeah,
it's like a Tourette's. Yeah. He doesn't even know he's doing it. He actually thinks somebody else said it about him.
Yep.
And that's why he's been reposting it all the time. He doesn't know he started it. Stupid.
Oh, man.
So what else should we talk about, do you think?
Well, you're new. Let's talk about you.
I'm a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've noticed. You thought I was Kyle for a minute, so maybe you didn't know. I'm a turtle.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to reach up to the microphone. I had to adjust it.
Mm-hmm.
When I said I'd leap across the table earlier, you were pretty much safe.
Yeah.
Take me a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a turtle. I make cakes. I like fresh strawberries.
Mm.
Born in London. Moved around a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So if my accent sounds kind of muddled, that's why.
A little ghetto.
It's not because it's not real. It's because I moved around a lot when I was a child. Father was in the Navy. Faggot. No, he was a bundle of sticks. I was adopted. You misunderstood. I forget. The terminology over here, I'm going to have to get used to that.
Oh.
Do you say y'all?
I think, y'all.
Yeah, do you say y'all?
Not up here.
No.
Not as much.
Of course not. That's retarded.
Y'all.
Yeah, I should have known that. So tell me about America. What do I need to know living in America?
Well,
living in America.
We have a president, but nobody gives a shit about him. It's all about Larry the Cable Guy.
Okay. Is he the vice president?
No, he's just, he runs shit some way or another. He just, everything we should laugh at, everything we should believe in, he knows all about that stuff. So all you have to do is really look into him and
is that
and I
the
think
fat
you're good.
Sandy gentleman who says things like get her done.
Get her done.
What does that mean? Who is
not
he getting
sure.
done?
I don't know. It's
is that
so vague.
Sexual?
It could be. It's just okay. It could mean many things and I think
is that a common American phrase? Do you say that when you an oldie are making babies?
No, not us. No, no, no.
Okay. So but, what else? Do you have a prime minister?
No, we don't.
No.
Thank God.
Do you have a queen?
No, we don't. No.
I have to work on that.
Yeah.
And get you a queen.
But our roads suck, our women are fat, and yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The roads suck, the women are fat. I can't.
So welcome, welcome.
I can't drive anyway, so it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, public transportation is a bitch around here.
So good luck. I've got a scooter. So
I hope you like to.
I'm all right. Segway, right. I think.
Don't wear the helmet.
No.
Yeah. It's illegal, but I just recommend not wearing it.
They,
you
actually,
will get...
they don't make them to fit me. So I had to cut a hole in a tennis ball, put it on my head. I wear it. Are you saying I shouldn't?
No, no. I just keep forgetting you're a turtle. This it's conversation
kind of, it's kind
is
of
so...
cute, I think.
Yeah.
The ladies, they love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the nice things about being a turtle is the ladies... They love cute animals. Unfortunately, though, I couldn't have been born a dog or, you know, a guinea pig, something a little cuddlier.
Yeah.
No, I have to be a turtle. They think I'm cute until they try to pet me, and then they're like, it's all scaly. It's all waxy.
Yeah. And wrinkly. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of nice having a house built in.
Mm-hmm.
It's not big enough. That's why I needed an apartment. I keep some things in there, some extra cake. Strawberries. Do you have any fresh strawberries?
No, not at the moment.
No, okay.
I've got a lot of alcohol, but
strawberry alcohol.
No, well, there is ways around that.
I'm not much of a drinker.
Oh, that's too bad.
I have very low body mass. One shot could kill me.
We'll make it work.
It doesn't
I'll
really
take
work
you out
with
next
my,
weekend.
It doesn't really work with my metabolism.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, should we take a break?
No, I have one more question.
Okay.
We'll take a break. How is it working out for you being a turtle?
Being a turtle? What do you mean? It's racist. Just...
I'm just a little curious.
It's the same as it is for anyone. I just can't reach across the table.
Yeah. And
I have to carry a stepladder around with me.
Yeah. You have flaws, clearly.
That's rude,
physical,
isn't it?
Physical flaws. It's okay.
Rude.
A lot of people here
Come
have
on.
Physical flaws.
You've only just met me, and you're already insulting me. Is that what we do on this show? Is this some kind of shock jock radio
no,
thing?
No, 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 no. I'm
is
just
some kind
you
of Howard Stern. Are you going to have me ride the Sibian next?
Just giving you a heads up on that you're going to have a lot of troubles here.
Okay, why? Doesn't no one like turtles here?
No, you're just
not sure. Are they very nationalistic?
Well,
should I try to learn an American accent?
That could work. Yeah? Let's just put it this way. You
want me
like...
to try it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it a shot.
Hold on. Hello. Wait. No.
That was horrible.
That's not it. Hold on. Hello. My name is Simon.
That was great.
That was more slow motion than American. Americans, I feel like they talk slower because they think slower. Hello, my name is Simon, y'all. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I'm trying. Could you teach me?
I could try.
Okay.
But I don't want to.
Give me a phrase.
Could you say...
Make it a good one.
For the show's sake, because this is kind of a shock jock show. Sometimes. Not all the time.
Okay.
Not definitively.
All right.
But if you could just say, Orion, will you have butt sex with me? Just
I can't say Orion.
There.
I mean, I just did, but I have a speech impediment. That's why, that's why I have to call you David.
David.
What was the phrase again?
David, would you have butt sex with me?
David. Oh. David, will you have butt sex with me?
That was good.
Thank you. It sounded a bit like a gnome or something. David, will you have sex with me?
Now,
I'm a gnome.
Next, could you... No, don't say it. Could you just mean what you just said?
Oh, no. What is this?
America, man.
I'm not sure I want to take a break
Land of the free.
I don't know what will happen during this break.
Land of the free.
I do. I have a very small bladder, and I kind of have to take a wee.
Okay. I'm gonna take my shirt off. And,
where's the loo around here?
Just across the hall.
Okay.
I'll be there. Just follow me.
Should we take a break then?
Sounds good.
Don't butt sex me while we're on the break. I'm gonna lock. Is there a lock on the door?
I hope not.
Okay. All right.
I hate when fags be quiet. I hate when fags be quiet. I hate when fags be quiet. I hate when fags be quiet, like Kyle A. I hate when fags be quiet, and I have sex with birds like my name was Orion. Like Marley hates dinner, I'm a big black dick. I push cripples down candies like my name was Miss Nick. I smoke trees with Austin. Binging hers like Kishu. Like Oleana, I hail from Mogadishu. Motherfucker. Yeah, Pikachu. I choose you, motherfucker. It's half up in this bitch. Hello, Kylo Hayes, mother.
Beef.
I hate when fags be quiet, motherfucker. I hate when fags be quiet.
Beef.
I hate when fags be quiet, motherfucker. I hate when fags be quiet.
Beef.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
So nice to see you. We had a very lovely break.
Mm-hmm.
Use the loo. To lock the door. Worked out. There is a lock.
Yeah.
I had to use my stepladder to get up to it, but it did work.
Yeah.
We need to get a turtle door installed, I think. So, David.
Yes.
Do you guys normally, do you take phone calls or do you do voicemails or...
All kinds of stuff. Normally no, though, because we don't normally get a whole lot of... Listener
see.
Submissions. But,
I'm on Kyle's computer. Yeah. He left everything open. Let me see here.
Good.
It looks like you have a couple of voicemails.
Wonderful.
You want to play those?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, guys. You guys are talking about Minecraft and just how much of an experience you're enjoying out of it, even though there's no real story. It's just all shit that just happens. I was wondering, one, if you had a PS3, and if you did, have you played Flower? And two, if you had an iPhone or an iPod Touch and have played Infinity Blade. Now, while there is actual cutscenes, kind of, in Infinity Blade, it just has a very different structure, and then there are no cutscenes. Well, there's no worded cutscenes in Flower. I'm going to leave them up there, because if you haven't played them, then this would be dumb, and you wouldn't have anything to talk about. So, yes, I guess I'll try to remember to post in the forums if you have played them later. Oh, hey, what the fuck? Come on now. Aldi? Can't have a drunk Aldi? Or I guess she can't be drunk. She's pregnant. I don't know. It'd be nice to have her on again. That's it.
Okay. So, I haven't played...
Same here.
Those games. I don't have a whoops-a-daisy. I didn't know not to play that one. I have played Minecraft. Have you guys talked about that?
We have, yes.
We've talked about Minecraft. What do you think of it?
It's probably one of the best games that's come out
in
a while.
It's bollocks. It's shit.
It's bollocks.
I played it. I tried playing it. Right. I start out, I don't know where I am. There's sheeps and cows and pigs everywhere.
Yeah.
Just shitting on things, I assume.
Taking that's little, what animals
little
do.
Square yeah. shits. Right. And I'm like, what do I do now? There's no one to tell me. Excuse me, too many strawberries. So I start wandering around, right? Looking for anything. Looking for a person, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
There are no people, no houses, no buildings, no cake shops, nothing. So I decided to start punching a tree in frustration, right? And I punch this tree and these little cracks show up in the tree. I'm like, what? How strong am I?
Yeah.
So I keep punching the tree and it breaks. I punched a hole in a tree,
mm-hmm.
and it's floating there.
It's exhilarating.
It doesn't even fall down. If a tree falls in the forest and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound? I don't know. In Minecraft, I guess it doesn't, because mm-hmm. they never fall. It's a stupid question. So I found a cave, and I was like, well, if I can punch through a tree, maybe I can punch through stone. And I could. It took a long time. I punched through this stone, and I keep punching, because what else is there to do? So I just keep punching holes in the ground, just going deeper and deeper. And eventually, I fall through a hole into some lava, and I lose everything.
Yeah.
How horrible. And then I start over right where I started. It's like Groundhog Day. I have to do it all over again. And this little green fella with four little legs, it looks like a cactus, comes up to me. And I'm like, oh, hello. Nice to see you. And he's like, boom. What an asshole. I hate that guy. So I turned it off.
That's part of the experience.
You like that game, though?
Yes.
It's a piece of shit.
Well, where you're from, I don't know.
Horrible.
But, you know, things come as they come.
Have you heard the sounds the cows make?
Mm?
They won't shut
cow sounds.
The fuck up. I punched a cow. I punched it, and it shat out a little baby leather thing. Like, what do you do with that?
Oh, you make some armor, you know.
Out of a little baby cow skin?
Yes.
Are all the cows pregnant? They're all pregnant.
You don't want to think about that.
Okay.
That's disgusting.
All right, so you like Minecraft.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
You just write down. I have a list of your flaws here. I'm keeping track of. You're a rapist.
Oh,
apparently a turtle rapist. There's got to be a word for that. Okay, you want to do the next voicemail?
Yes. Then?
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, guys, it's KJ Sisko here.
Oh, my God!
In regards to that song, Friday, you know, I don't know why people hate it so much. I listened to it and I said, well, you know, it's kind of shitty.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not like, whoa, it's terrible, turn it off, don't ever play that again. You know, it's just more bullshit that's cranked out by the music industry today. Also, I wanted to say, in regards to Orion's penis reminding him of food.
What?
I don't know what to say about that. Kind of disturbing. But those are my views, all right? Check you guys later. KJ Sisko out.
Yes, I love it when he does that. My mind is blown right now. You guys got a call from KJ Sisko.
It is pretty epic.
My
yes.
God. Do you know who he is?
Yes.
He's huge among English turtles. My God, there must be thousands of us listening to him every week. Well, when he puts out a show, sometimes he's busy.
Mm-hmm.
My God, I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's...
I'm starstruck right now. Don't know what to say.
He's, don't mind him. He doesn't, apparently, doesn't seem to enjoy pop music, which here in the States is predominant. You know, any radio station you turn on, you hear the pop music.
I love pop music.
But don't get me wrong, a lot of it lacks talent. But there is genius behind...
Yeah.
A lot of this pop music.
Have you heard Kesha?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that song? It's yes. like, wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
How can
my
you
God,
that?
Those lyrics speak to my very soul, mate. That's amazing.
Yeah.
But a lot of people dislike it because, for reasons I don't know.
I bought a bottle of Jack just to brush my teeth yeah. with it.
How did that work
It was
out?
Amazing. I almost died from alcohol poisoning, but it was amazing.
Yeah.
I felt so close to her.
But the
like we were kindred spirits.
But there is a genius behind okay. this pop music here.
I'm sorry, go on.
Notice that if you hear a song on one of our radio stations, you'll go 2-3 days without listening to music, and that tune will just be stuck in your head, right?
Okay.
And you can't get it out. And you may not enjoy it, but
why
it
would
just,
you want to get it out?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Have you heard this
but
Friday
there is
song?
A genius behind that. They
Friday,
are so
Friday.
Catchy. It's so catchy.
Gotta get down on Friday.
Yes. And you hear, there's an industry here.
I play a little guitar. Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
I should do a cover. It's amazing. I'm sorry.
You
go on.
You play a guitar.
I'm just
I'd
I'm
love
blown
to see
away.
That.
It's a very small guitar.
Yeah, two strings, small. Yes. Yeah. Right?
No,
right?
Come on. No? Strings are small as it is. You can mm-hmm. fit six of them on there.
And you can play them all.
Yes. It's like a ukulele.
You can play a string a day.
Sort
right?
of. Or a mandolin.
Ding, ding.
Tomorrow. I can play them. Come right. on. I have claws. They're like built-in picks.
Yeah.
Perfect. I mean, you are a racist.
No.
Anyway, go on.
But we have an industry here that where companies will try to create commercials for small town local businesses. Little jingles.
Do you think we don't have the telly?
Well,
England?
I don't know. And I don't want to assume that everything we have here
we have
you
radios.
Have as well. Okay, that's good.
We do have radio that's waves. we don't live in caves, David.
Okay.
It's not Minecraft.
But these companies will pay people money to come up with some kind of jingle to hook people to some catchy thing. And it doesn't always work out. And they're being paid to do this. And if you think about it, it's quite a struggle to come up with something that will stick in somebody's head for days on end. And that's
I could
what
do it.
A lot of our music.
I could do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd love to see it.
You want to hear me freestyle?
Yes, I would.
Okay, let's see. My name is Simon and I'm a turtle. And, wait, what? Nothing rhymes with turtle. Sorry. I may have overestimated my skill. Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
Okay.
You don't have to talk about yourself. Just talk
so,
about...
So, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What's this about your penis reminding you of food?
Yes.
What kind of food does it remind you of?
Well,
carrots.
Is
it pointy?
Last summer I bought little.
Is there a whole story involved here?
There is. I tried to understand, and to this day I try to understand thoughts that enter my head, and it's a little weird. Right.
Last summer I bought a bunch of celery, and I noticed. Right? My penis fit perfectly right in that channel, you know?
So,
the indentation in celery
yeah.
fits perfect right in there.
But no, last summer...
two pieces of celery, one on the bottom, one on the top. It's like cock armor. Cock armor. Sorry, speech impediment.
But each summer I just grilled the typical hot dog, you know, American grilled hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
But they created these smaller hot dogs they call little... Or Lil Smokies.
Okay.
They're like smaller.
That reminds you of your penis.
Last summer,
Lil Smokies.
I went all out. All I grilled was Lil Smokies.
My
and,
God. You're going to be so hungry when your son is delivered.
Oh, God. I didn't even think of that.
I hope this never gets
I'm
released to child services.
I'm going to have to change my child's diaper and see that little dick yeah. every day. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Oh, hello again.
Oh, God.
Hello again, Mr. Winky.
Oh,
are you going to
no.
name it? When your child is old enough to start talking, are you going to give it some kind of little pet name like Mr. Winky?
No.
Or my Willy. Are you going to say, it's my Willy? Or are you going to tell him it's his penis? God. Are you going to be like, yeah, that's your penis?
I think I'll go that route.
My voice cracks when I say that word. I'm blushing.
But I'm afraid, damn it. If I got a
You're afraid of your child's penis?
I am. What if I graze it?
What if it's bigger than yours?
Oh, God.
That's
no.
a fear.
No, that's just not possible.
Yours reminds you of a little Smokey.
But what if I change the diaper and I graze the little child's penis?
With what are you changing the diaper with? Are you changing it with a razor blade?
No, just the back of my hand kind of bumps it.
Oh, okay.
Jesus, I'm not going to feel
you might,
like...
You're probably going to have to touch it on purpose at some point, because those diapers, they don't have different compartments. He's going to shit himself, and there's going to be shit smeared all up to the front.
No,
all up in his balls.
No, God, no.
You're going to have to get up there
and clean out
all the crevices.
I'm going to have to hold it. Oh, God.
Yeah, you're going to have to hold it up with like a little pair of tweezers and wipe around in the balls.
And that's what I'll do, because I'm not touching it.
Aldi, come quick. I'm afraid of his penis. My God.
Oh, God.
I'll feed him. I'll feed him from my breast if I don't have to change the diapers. Promise.
Oh, God. That's horrible.
Wow.
I didn't even think of that.
I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah, me too.
To illuminate things for you.
The little Smokies, I don't know. It was cold. It's cold here in the state, as you've noticed.
Yes.
And
well, it's much like England.
So if you do, and I haven't seen it or tried to look, but if you do have some sort of member going on down there, you'll notice that it's smaller than normal. Most of the time.
Let me give it a look.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Winky.
You notice that it's smaller than usual, right? It's a little chilly in here.
Yeah, I suppose.
A little bit.
It's all right.
And that's cool. That's normal. You can admit that. It's cold in here.
Still a good 7 inches. It's all right.
Yes, it is. Anyway.
Whoa. My goodness.
I'm a little jealous.
Okay.
A little bit.
Okay.
But that's the whole story behind me thinking of food while looking at my genitals. Yes.
Well, that's all of the voicemails.
All right.
Kyle left everything open. I'm looking at the Facebook now.
Normally, we check other things.
The Facebook, someone named Dave Bisson? Bisson? Is he French?
It's
Maybe
Dave
I just
Beeson.
Assume everyone's French. He says kittens, and then I think he fell asleep at the keyboard because there are a bunch of Z's. We call them Z's.
Oh, yeah.
But I said Z's for you.
Thank you.
Then he says, I demand that you do an LP of Quop. It shouldn't take more than 3 minutes or so, but it can go longer. I want David to play it and Kyle to commentate as though he were the announcer at the Kentucky Derby. The Derpa Derpa Derby. So, do you guys do that already?
Yes, the LP stands for Let's Play.
Okay.
We've attempted that once on one game.
So done and done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're gonna do that, and
so you haven't done it yet?
No, Kyle and I still have yet to do that.
Oh,
and we will.
Okay.
Share it with the world. Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, we play the game, record it, and with audio, and people enjoy it.
Okay. Well, consider it done.
Yep.
Dave Bisson. You can trust me, I'm a turtle. So, okay. Then Dave says again, Dave is a very prolific Facebooker. He's posted 4 times here. Mm. He says, fucking goddamn Facebook. Apparently no replies can have more than one paragraph since hitting enter submits your response. Anyway, just Google Quop and you'll find it. Have you done that yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, good luck. then he says, true Minecraft stories.
Hmm. Now that's tricky because Kyle has to be here.
Do you know what that means?
Yes. In the past, Kyle and I have done what we call true stories.
Okay, what's it?
It's hard to explain.
What's that?
Let's see. Let me break it down so you can understand it.
Do you just tell a story?
We tell stories.
Okay, and they're true.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Understood.
Yeah.
I'm beginning to think you're underestimating my intelligence.
Yeah, I am. A little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Do you want to do that?
With you, let's give it a shot.
Okay. You have to go first.
All right.
You ready? Okay.
I'm gonna play some
music. I'm gonna play some music. Okay. Here we go. It's very serene.
True stories.
Okay.
Minecraft. So I began.
Okay.
I began in this level, this world. It was cold, snowy. No trees. I couldn't burn anything. So I just kept walking around. And then I realized I can dig. So I dug. And I found lots of stuff. And the bad guys tried to eat me. And nighttime sucked balls. But I pulled through. I did. I pulled through. I can do this. Anyway, I ran into this turtle.
Wait a minute. I played this game. There are no turtles in it. Did you run into me? Was I playing multiplayer by accident?
What version do you have? I have the beta.
It's not turtle version. We call it a beta.
Okay, it wasn't a turtle. It was an imaginary turtle. It looked more like a green penis.
Were you on a spiritual journey? Was it your spirit animal?
No. Okay. It looked more like a green penis. I don't know.
Oh, no, that's the guy that blew me up.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And it hissed like you do.
I don't hiss.
I believe you can hiss.
No, I don't hiss. Watch me try.
All right.
I can't do it, mate.
But then I blew up.
Is that the end of the story?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Very good. Very good. Quite boring.
I know.
Should I try one?
It sucked. Yes, go.
I don't know that much about Minecraft. Okay, hold on. Let me see about getting some other music. Okay. Are these supposed to be scary stories? Because none of this music is scary.
Whatever comes to mind.
Let me try this one.
Just relax.
Oh, this is spooky, isn't it? It's like some kind of dark carnival, ICP style. Okay.
It does.
So I was walking around the beach at night and I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? So I walked out into the water and I just kept walking until I drowned. And then I was like, that's good. Excellent use of your money. Way to listen to idiots about what's a good game.
Oh, no.
Way to go. And then a green guy blew me up. And he was like... and then he blew up. Am I doing it right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no wrong way.
There we go.
There's no wrong way.
True stories. Minecraft edition. Okay. So that's done. That's sorted. What else? What else? Let me see. Back to the Facebook. Paul T. Schoink. Is that an American name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Paul T. Schoink. Remember what I forgot last week? The new level of internet creepy, false flesh. Not safe for work link, falseflesh.com. That's right. You can take your hot friend on Facebook's pictures and make her naked.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Check out the stories/testimonials to fully understand the clientele. Okay, let me check this out. False flesh. Oh, my. Okay. Easily make any picture, a nude picture, in minutes. What if you could see what your friends look like naked? See it all. False flesh is a revolutionary graphic design program that creates realistic, that's in all caps, realistic nude approximations from existing photographs. In minutes, transform any digital camera image, Facebook or MySpace picture into full frontal nudity. False flesh also allows you to modify other physical attributes of the subject, such as clothing style and even body type. So you can take that ugly fatty that's always looking at you funny from Facebook and make her skinny and attractive and take all of her clothing off. Why would you want to change their clothing style if the whole point of the program is to take all the clothing off?
I don't know.
Clothing is optional. Is your photograph of a beautiful celebrity or maybe a stunning co-ed girl in a swimsuit? Maybe you're just curious. Yeah, that's why. I don't know much about anatomy. I need this program. They should use this in sex ed class.
Yeah.
Okay. Take a picture of Sally over there and put it up on the board and take her clothes off. This is what a woman looks like. Okay. Maybe you're just curious or plan to use the image for a marketing project. Yeah. Is that even legal? No. I found a friend's picture on Facebook. I'm going to take her clothes off and use it in an ad. In an advert.
Trying to make some money.
Yeah. Sorry, Sally. You're naked. In most cases, only a few millimeters of fabric separates you from an amazing but previously unobtainable image. Amazing. I've never seen this before. False flesh can elegantly eliminate clothing from any photograph and provide you with natural-looking nude flesh. You know, it's kind of silly. They have all these paragraphs explaining what it is, but each one basically says the same thing.
Basically.
It's like X-ray vision. No, I didn't get that from the last two.
Basically, you can... It says that it can make your friend's photos or any photo of a person nude. But it doesn't really give you the gist. To give you a better idea, you need to click on user reviews.
Yeah. Have you read these?
A few. Yeah.
Real false flesh user experiences.
Yes.
Somehow I don't trust this. My girlfriend has a really smoking hot young sister. I had always been quite curious about what her sister looked like naked. False flesh let me do this with just a picture. I had of us at the beach and also stay out of trouble with my girlfriend. Ha ha. Ha ha. Thanks, false flesh. I'm an undergrad at, this is a different one now. I'm an undergrad at UCLA. And last semester, I had a professor for one of my psychology classes who was just gorgeous. Just gorgeous. Even though she was in her mid-30s, her body was just perfect. Almost 30-year-olds in America, they all falling apart. 30, it's not that old. Even though she was in her mid-30s, her body was just perfect. I copied the picture she had up on a syllabus webpage. Speech impediment. To use with false flesh. It just said FF. The results were even better than I expected. Okay, so I had this professor who was gorgeous and she never took her clothes off for me. So thanks, false flesh. Ha ha. Thanks, false flesh. I'll admit that I have bought my fair share of girls gone wild DVDs. However, false flesh is not porn. It's much better than that. And you get to realize your fantasy. You guys did an awesome job with the program. Looking forward to the next update. Do you think they update it? Do you think they update it regularly?
Who knows?
It's like you open up false flesh and it's like, oh, there's a new version out. Now you can make them naked. What could they update?
Better than porn. You know, moving images. You can realize your fantasy.
My God. Yes. This would be great for pedophiles. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't need any of that illegal child pornography. I can just make my own.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, middle school website. Hello, middle school yearbook. Hello, scanner. I've got one hell of a Friday night ahead of me. You got to work for it, but it's worth it in the end. The really cool thing that I liked about false flesh was that you can either let the software instantly make some cute girl that you know naked or actually take time to customize it. For example, I wanted to make this girl who works with me have bigger breasts than she actually did and also give her a lot more pubic hair than she actually probably really has.
Why?
So there's like a tool, like in Photoshop, there's like the lasso and the paintbrush, and in false flesh there's a tool that makes pubic hair grow. It's like the pubic wand.
Plus or minus, draw
a circle around where you want the pubic hair. Yep. And it just floods it. It's like a flood fill. Okay, I did a lot of research on the net about if there was any way to make a picture appear to be naked. Of course you did. At first, all I could find was www.wonderhowto.com/how-to/videos/how-to-make-people-naked-with-photoshop.63724. Very specific. But then I found false flesh and made the process a whole lot simpler and looked much better. So for a while, this guy had horribly edited photos of friends of his.
Yep.
Naked. But it's like MS Paint. He just selected kind of a peach color and just drew over the clothes. That's kind of what it looks like when you put armor on in Minecraft. At first, I was a little skeptical that such a tool was even possible. However, I had to try it, and the program was only $50. Only $50. Yes. So I said, what the hell? All I can say is that it was definitely worth it. My only warning is that it is really addicting, especially if you're someone who uses Facebook, because you will end up trying it on all your friends. Do you think it works on men? It doesn't look like it.
I don't know. From the reviews I've read, it seems like it's for men and women, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
How do you think it works? Do you think it has a bunch of clips that it like picks from? Like it analyzes the image, tries to get the shape and the position, and then it tries to match it up with a picture they already have, like in their database. Do you think that's all it is? It's just a database of pictures and some rudimentary image analyzing software, like finds the contours of the body.
Well, for $30-some, they said it was 50. I don't know what they're talking about, but I believe it's like $30-some. It better be damn complex, yes.
Mm.
And match the pixels from like neck down. Yes. Find the head.
I've been married for 7 years, and every once in a while, my friends and I need a break from our husbands. A few weeks back, I hosted a girls' night in where we all went out for drinks. Wait a minute. A few weeks back, I hosted a girls' night in, but I didn't know what that meant, so we went out.
Yeah.
I'm kind of stupid, but I guess that makes sense because I downloaded this program and paid money for it. When we came back to my house, I showed them False Flesh because I just already had it. I didn't get it for this night. I just already had it. I showed them False Flesh and we spent the evening having the software make everyone's dream man in the nude. So I guess it does do men.
Ah.
I'm in a fraternity and we use False Flesh to play a joke on one of the brothers. We also tried using the software on some of the sorority girls that came over after midnight pictures. However, one of them got really mad when we printed out the picture. Winky face. However, one of them got really mad when we printed out the picture. Winky face.
Because this is what friends do.
Thanks, False Flesh.
You better not come over because I'm going to take a picture and make you look naked.
Oh my, these are hilarious.
Yeah.
So, hold on. I'm going to do a little Google search here. Hold on. False Flesh examples. Let me do a little image search, see if there's anything. No, nothing. There's there's a weird picture of a guy who's been photoshopped to look like some kind of weird fish man. Do you think you can do that in False Flesh?
Whatever your fantasy.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Maybe that's one of the updates. Fishmen. False Flesh, now with fishmen.
Yes.
What's this one? Oh, God. If this is what happens when you use False Flesh, this is horrible.
Oh, what happened?
Well, no, it's like a mannequin. Mm. I think it was a mannequin from the beginning. Here's a picture of an arse, but like a literal arse, like a donkey.
Oh, God.
In False Flesh.
That's
examples. What do you think was on that webpage that made that come up as False Flesh examples?
Oh, God.
I don't know. None of this is relevant. I'm wondering. I just did another Google search for False Flesh reviews, and all I'm finding are forum posts of people, probably 14-year-old boys, asking for serial numbers and torrents. I'm thinking maybe the program doesn't actually exist. So maybe you pay for it. You know, like I've paid for some downloadable software, and what happens is you pay for it, and then they send you a link in your email. I'm wondering if what happens is you pay for it and then you just never get the email and you assume it's a technical difficulty. And of course you're embarrassed because you should be embarrassed.
Yeah.
You're buying False Flesh. So you never complain about it. So they're just sucking up all your money.
Yeah. These 14-year-old kids are like, ooh, this sounds good.
Mom, where's the credit card? What do you need it for?
Mommy.
Oh, shit, never mind. Let me get the serial number.
Mommy, I want to play Habbo Hotel. Could you give me your credit card details? Never mind. Why? False Flesh, that's just, that's the parent company. It's no big deal. I want to play Penguin Adventure.
Yeah.
Hello Kitty. Super Adventure Time. Yeah, so, I don't know. A part of me wants to buy it.
I know.
Just to play with it and then like post examples in the forum. But I'm afraid of it. I'm afraid of the website.
Same here.
I could afford it, but I'm afraid of the website. I'm afraid it's just going to eat my money and then sell my personal information to the Chinese or something.
I thought about that. Yep. And I have a solution. I'm thinking of buying one of those prepaid Oh. Credit cards, whatever.
Clever.
For like
$4.95,
$4, $5.
Clever.
Put the amount on that card, pay for it online.
Yes.
And they could take my money. We'll see what happens. And then tell the world. But say it works. Say it works.
Mm-hmm.
I will go straight to Facebook. I will go to my brother's Facebook page. And
oh, no.
I will see
what are
what's
you
going on.
Wait a minute. Wait a tick.
Try it out.
What are you doing? On your brother?
Yeah.
Of course, that's the first thing you'd think of.
To fulfill the fantasy, right? It's my brother with right. benefits, right?
Hey
right.
there, bro. Yeah. Hello. Oh, thanks, false flesh. I've always wondered.
But no, really. No, I would love to check it out and just to see, just so I could tell the world.
Yeah. I imagine it can't possibly work the way they say it does, because that would be amazing. I mean, it would be a stupid use of the software, but it would be an amazing software program. For one thing, it would sell for a lot more than $50. My God. And it would be something they'd use, like the government would use or something to like, I don't even know, CSI shit or something. I don't know. Does that guy have a bomb under his vest?
Enhance.
Enhance, yes. Zoom in. I see on the reflection of that screw head, the perpetrator. Yeah, so false flesh. What a piece of shit. My God. That is creepy.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone wants to try and buy it, let me know how it goes.
Let us know.
I'd be curious. Austin. Or Paul. I think Paul, I checked him out, and he posted this thing about naked Ghostbusters or something.
Yeah.
Maybe, hey, you could load up an image of Bill Murray or Dan Aykroyd. There you go, pantsless.
He's got a Ghostbuster thing going on, yeah.
I wonder if there's a crotch, like a crotch hole setting. just the crotch, thank you, little slime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sigourney Weaver, let's check you out naked.
Sigourney Weaver, do you find her attractive?
Not at all.
Yeah, I can't decide. Like, she's sort of not attractive most of the time.
But strangely,
sometimes, yeah, kind of.
Like in Ghostbusters, yeah.
A little bit.
You kind of wanted to see her in some crazy sex scene. Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Anyway.
Yes.
So that's it in the on the Facebook. But then we got an email.
All right.
From Miss Nick. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Nick.
Yes.
Okay. Miss Nick says, the forum's being a dick. Okay. Thanks, Miss Nick. She says, hey, Kyle, the forum's being a dick. So I have to email this one. I'd put it on Facebook, but then Orion would see it.
Oh.
I mean, David. Speech impediment. Sorry. I think you should play a hot or not game with Orion. Play YouTube videos with Orion not allowed to look at the monitor, and he has to guess whether the person's fuckable or chuckable. I like that name, fuckable or chuckable.
So I'd fuck her or I'd chuck her?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I have another name for it, maybe an alternative name.
Mm-hmm.
Shag it or bag it. What do you think?
I like that.
Fuckable or chuckable, also known as shag it or bag it. Okay. A lame idea, I know. I'm British.
Oh, that's great.
Me too, love. There's nothing to do here but drink tea. That's why I moved. To get you started, and she's got a bunch of videos here. Let me see. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to play the audio, and then you have to guess if it's fuckable or chuckable.
All right.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let me see.
You, my darling, you.
Ooh.
Bittersweet.
Sounds innocent.
Yeah.
But a little young. A little young.
It's what you say. Fuckable or chuckable?
Ooh. Leap of faith. Fuckable. Let's
ooh,
see.
Ooh, no, oh, David. No, it's like a six-year-old girl.
No!
It's like a six-year-old. My God. Oh. Okay, and you're going to be a father. Okay. Next video. All right, all right. Oh, thanks,
we all make mistakes here as well.
Oh, thanks, false flesh. Oh, David. Okay, here we go.
Oh,
Mm.
Sounds rowdy. Oof, I don't like that laugh.
That was, for the record, that was the camera person who made that laugh. You didn't like.
Okay. Whew, that's tough. Not knowing, not...
It was a little hard. The audio's not great.
Yeah, lacking good mic and audio recording quality, probably dumb and fat, so chuckable.
Okay. This one I think is actually somewhat debatable. I would say chuckable as well, but that's just mostly because they're not my type. They're at least adults, and they're fit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're in shape, but they're kind of blonde, stupid girls.
Bummer.
They're dancing stupidly. So I don't know. If you had said fuckable, I would take that as an answer.
Yeah.
Let me see. So far we're 0-2. Okay. Here we go. This one should be easier. Here we go. Not that voice.
I was gonna say.
Sure stay.
Potentially good range.
I would only be in your way.
Oof. What do you think?
So
fuckable or chuckable?
Thinking fuckable.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a 12-year-old Chinese boy. It's a little boy, David. Come on. My God. 0-3.
Ooh.
Thanks, False Flesh. Okay, here we go. Next one. Ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Strange to think the songs we used to sing, the smiles, the flowers, everything is gone. Yesterday I found out about you. Even now, just looking at you.
Oh my God.
Feels wrong.
It's like she's all nose. The sound, it's all nasal. It's like she's singing out her nose. What do you say? Fuckable or chuckable?
Chuckable.
There we go. Yeah, this is a monster.
She sounds familiar.
She's all teeth and nose. That's all it is. It's all visually, it's all teeth. And auditorially, it's all nose. Two of my least favorite body parts. Okay.
Well, it's a good thing you moved away then.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Very racist. Okay. Here we go. Next one.
Hello, everybody. A lot of people on YouTube, you're calling me a homo all because one user on YouTube called me one. That doesn't give you the right to call me a homo. You're only calling me a homo because that Blue Summer posted a video, and you know, we've been sending each other private messages, and we became friends, and he called me a homo.
Okay, okay. Fuckable or chuckable?
Fuckable, and I know who this is, and I would rail that little bastard.
He's adorable. Okay, so 1 out of 5.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a little boy. One more. You ready?
All right.
One more.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you! Fuck you, 9, 13, 14, and 15-year-old fucking little kids who are telling Maddie to fucking lose weight and fucking tell me I'm a fucking idiot on my fucking videos. Fuck you!
Okay, okay. Fuckable or chuckable?
I would chuck that guy if I could carry him. He's
okay, okay.
Right. I know that guy.
All right. Okay, so
fuck his mom, though.
That was fuckable or chuckable, also known as shag it or bag it.
Yay!
Good game. So 2-6, yes, right? Yep, 2-6. Yep, not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, first time. Yeah.
Yeah, not too bad. It's okay. Let's see what else we got here. Another email from Jeff Mazarek. Sounds like a wizard.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Mazarek. Well, the Jeff part doesn't sound like a wizard, but the Mazarek sounds like... You should just go by Mazarek. Wizard Mazarek. Okay.
What's his name? Jeff? He sounds like a wizard.
Jeff. What's your name? Steve. You sound like a warlock.
Anyway.
Okay. Kyle and Orion, I mean David, sorry, speech impediment. Okay, goddamn, Friday already. I've meant to write in for a couple of weeks, but since I've started running more, my body decides when it wants to sleep, no matter what my brain wants. First, about Austin's voicemail. Because I know how much you love to talk about sports, did Austin leave a voicemail about sports?
Yes.
You love talking about sports?
No, we do not.
Oh, so it's sarcasm. Okay.
It is. Yes,
it's very dry. Is he British?
No.
Okay. But... because I know how much you love to talk about sports, combat sports have weight divisions because a heavyweight fighting a middleweight, a difference of roughly 50 pounds, is like a 16-year-old fighting a 10-year-old, or like a high school baseball team playing against a little league team. Even if the little kids are outstanding... the teens can throw and hit a lot harder. Here's a boring history lesson. Oh, thank you. The most notable boxing match without weight classes happened in the 1910s when Jack Johnson, a heavyweight champion, fought middleweight champ Stanley Ketchell. Most of this fight consisted of Johnson holding Ketchell at arm's length and pounding him in the face.
Sounds like a good idea.
Sounds like a porn. Okay. There's film of this, see, I told you, and it's like watching a schoolyard bully lazily beat up a nerd. The fight ended with Ketchell out cold minus a few teeth. Physical discrepancies partly explain why there are separate teams and competitions for male and female athletes. On a high school level, I could see how they could compete. In certain sports, they can and sometimes do compete with each other, as with professional bowling, billiards, car racing, and even golf. You know, all those sports. I've been in plenty of running events in which the overall winner was female. But at a professional level, everyone's at least very good, if not phenomenal. And there are many sports for which the physical discrepancy between a very fit male and a very fit female is going to matter. The best female baseball pitcher in the world, a Japanese woman named Yoshida Eri, pitches for a minor league team in Canada. Venus and Serena Williams, arguably the best female tennis players in the world, lost to male professionals whenever they played them, and so on.
That's great.
They should be playing... Do they hold their rackets with their feet? Because they should. Have you seen them?
They have massive thighs.
Yeah. They're all thigh. They're like gorillas with just massive thighs.
That's too far, Simon.
No, it's not racist. It's not racist. They don't look like gorillas because they're black. They look like gorillas because they're gorilla-y. Because they're apish. Okay. Shut up.
I'm going to use that next time.
Okay. Next time you see a black
person. Go inside, gorillas.
I'm sorry, black people. Stop looking like gorillas and I'll stop saying it. Okay, geez, honestly. Okay. To shut up about sports, I also want... This is the letter again. I also want to mention that I'd be okay with a list of people who have donated. Donated to what? To the show?
Yes.
Do people do that?
Yes.
It's ridiculous. Why would you do that?
Nice.
Have you been listening? My God. Okay. I wouldn't list specific amounts, though. If you really wanted to attach dollars to names, I'd do what most nonprofits do. List donors by ranges of amounts donated. People who have donated $1 to $20, people who have donated up to $100, people who have donated over $100, etc. I imagine that such organizations also allow people to choose to donate anonymously. Sorry, speech impediment. And you could offer the same option for your show's donations. Will playing Minecraft result in us never seeing the rest of Ninja Baseball Batman? What the fuck is Ninja Baseball Batman, David?
Well, back in the day when Kyle and I were doing a Let's Play, that's the first game we started playing.
We never finished it. What is it?
Jesus.
Is it a baseball game?
In a way.
That's boring.
No. Okay. You have to see it to believe it.
Are the ninjas?
Yes.
Do they play baseball?
Not literally.
Oh my God.
But there's a theme.
Okay.
And that's all that matters. Lots of beat 'em up. Yes.
Okay.
Lots of muscles and all that stuff.
It's a beat 'em up.
Yep.
It's like Final Fight.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Streets of Rage.
Yes. Cleaning up the streets.
Ooh, turtle burp. Okay. Tastes like strawberries. Okay. And lastly, specifically to David... I never got more shit from my dad than when he was helping me with car trouble. With time, I learned that because he and I are relatively quiet types, car trouble or something like it offered him the handiest opening to unload anything he's ever thought of saying to me, my life, politics, the economy, or life itself. Such may be the case with your dad. You probably already know this, but all of that stuff is a father's voice of concern. A boatload of worries packed into a single emotional outburst. Dads are pricks, I think he's saying. And it never goes away unless the father in question is a shitty guy and talks to and helps no one. You're already worrying about your kid, and you'll be worrying like that for the rest of your life. It's a healthy worry that is sometimes expressed badly. It'll be there even if you and your kid become billionaires. It just is.
Yes, yes, yes.
Keep up the good work, guys. And sorry about the sports talk. Mazarek, the wizard. Okay.
But with the dad talk, last week I talked about how my dad kind of just tore me apart with words. And Jeff is right. We don't talk a whole lot.
He loves you.
And I think that's true of quite a few or most sons and fathers. They don't talk a lot because they don't relate to different people. So when the dad gets a chance, you know, he just goes all out and tells you what a giant piece of shit you are.
Wow.
But he means well, right?
I wish my dad would say something to me. He's a pile of sticks. A bundle of sticks. He doesn't say anything.
It's horrible.
Oh, no. He's very reclusive. He just hangs out in the fireplace all the time. I'm always worried about him. I'm like, Dad, get out of the fireplace, you stupid idiot. You're going to burn up. And he's like...
The silent treatment.
He says nothing. He gives me the silent treatment. Exactly. Do you guys do segments on this show? Do you do bits?
We try.
So I had an idea for a segment.
Oh, that's great.
It's called Turtle Calls.
Oh, Jesus.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready for Turtle Calls? Okay, let me see here. Needs a theme song. Could you give me a beat? Turtle calls are awesome. Time to get a call from a turtle. Yeah. Turtle calls. Okay. That's the theme song to Turtle Calls. Here we go. Let me see here. I found this number in the forums. Pick up. Come on, pick up.
Well, hello, Enchant.
Hello.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm all right.
Is this Austin?
Very so.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Do you have any fresh strawberries?
Yeah, of course I do. I always have fresh strawberries.
Oh, goodness. Thank you. You're the first American I've encountered that stocks fresh strawberries in their cupboard.
Why would you put them in your cupboard? You put them in the fridge so they don't go bad.
I'm English. I don't know words. I'm sorry. I'm a turtle. Come on. Give me a break.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that you're sheltered in your turtle life.
Were you sleeping?
I was really close to it.
You sound sleepy. I'm sorry. I'm still very jet lagged. I'm not used to the time difference.
That's all right. I won't hold it against you.
Okay. So you have fresh strawberries. Would you mind sending some to me?
Sure.
Okay. Put it in the post. Send it my way.
No problem.
Okay. 1234 Turtle Way, Turtle, Michigan. Turtle 78.
I will do, but that doesn't sound like a very UK address.
What? No, I live in the States now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You move in with Kyle and you sleep on his floor?
Well, for now, yeah. I'm waiting for his current roommate to move out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to get all the turtle doors installed. You know, like a doggy door.
I have to butt in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to butt in here. Kyle's gone. This guy, this turtle, Simon.
Simon, yeah. I'm sorry. Did I introduce myself?
From the UK, has moved over to the States.
Wait, and, his name's Turtle?
No, my name's Simon.
He is a turtle.
My name's Turtle. Is your name Man?
Well, to be fair, I have a friend named Turtle.
Okay, of course you do. Of course you do. Of course.
I'm just saying, like, it's not the most conventional name, but he doesn't come from the most conventional background of parents.
Of course not. You live in Florida, right?
Well, yeah.
That's to be expected.
Yeah, he's from Tennessee.
Sure. Whatever. It's all south.
We need a name that starts with a T.
It's all south of the good places.
Sorry.
Okay. So, all right. Thank you. Send me those fresh strawberries.
No problem.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Love you.
All right.
Mwah. Bye.
Love you too. Love you long time.
Turtle calls, everyone.
Turtle calls.
Turtle calls.
Turtle. Hold on. Turtle.
No, come on.
I got it.
Turtle.
How's there
that?
We
How's
go.
That? How's that? Okay. Should I make another turtle call?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. This is actually the number I meant to call the first time when I said I found it in the forums, but I don't know how to work Skype. Here we go. Pick up, pick up, pick up.
Poor Austin, man.
I don't know. What's he got going on?
What's he so
busy with? Oh, someone picked up. Hello?
No.
Pick up, you son of a bitch.
It's too bad the phone doesn't ring on their end. And
you have reached the voicemail box of 616389.
He posted
How
it.
How lazy are you to not create an outgoing message for your voice?
Yeah, no thanks. No thanks. I'm out of numbers. Damn it. Okay, turtle calls. That was turtle calls. Thank you.
Turtle calls.
So fucking turtle awesome. Calls. Everybody loves turtle calls. And cake. Thank you. Okay. That's the only thing I had left.
All
so
right.
Do you have anything else
that's
you
want
to talk about? You want to end it here?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been fun.
How do you normally end
it? Normally we end it.
Is there a routine?
With email and voicemail and all the good stuff. So basically you want to say you can email me at and use Kyle's email because we have to set one up for you.
You can email me at Kyle at imawhinybastard.com. Kyle at I'm unreliable and have turtles host my podcast.
Oh no, that's so bad. Or you can email me at Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Okay, yes. You can voicemail, right?
Yes.
You can leave us a voicemail at
616-328-5581.
That's
616. That's 616-328-5581. Yes.
Okay, and what else?
They can visit the forums.
Forums, yeah.
That's idgehat.com/forums.
idgehat.com/forums.
They can check out the Twitter and Facebook, facebook.com/idgehat or twitter.com/idgehat.
Okay, I'm not going to repeat that one. Done with this.
Twitter?
Yeah, see, you'll just make fun of me. Why are you mocking me? I'm not mocking you.
What are you doing, Simon? I'm on the Twitter.
What are you doing, Simon? I'm on the Twitter. Dude, I'm American.
He's a turtle and he's on
I can
Twitter.
Barely understand you. I'm American. My name's David.
Oh, that was a little too far, you fuck.
Do you like my David voice? It's what I sound like. Stupid. Come on.
Oh, beer cans.
What else? Is there anything else?
That's about it.
Okay, so don't donate to this shit. Come on, morons. Do you click every link you see on the internet? Are you buying false flesh right now? because it's there. I don't even want it. There's just a place to throw my money.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. This has been enlightening.
It's been a pleasure. Yeah. I'm okay with you. Yeah.
Okay.
I was okay
Thank
with you.
You
in the beginning. Not really.
No, I could tell. I could tell you were...
We're okay
You
now.
Were inflamed with rage.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But usually we conclude it with my famous catchphrase. Thanks for listening, guys. We will check you next week. How do you like that?
It's okay.
Oh, Jesus.
It's all right.
Fuck you.
I would go with, thank you, goodbye.
Of course
It's friendlier.
Would. All right, guys.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Yes, you said it. Thanks.
You're going to make me say it again?
No.
Thank you. Goodbye.
And we're done.
Mwah.
Goodbye.
Love you.